Now, what she did not do was spend 1 hour affirming health and wholeness and then the other 23 affirming sickness. She was no longer a house divided, you see. And she got the results she wanted. She brought her life into integrity with her vision. She started living it. She started believing it. She started feeling it. She started being it. Before she saw the outer results, she created the inner. Judging by appearances, shadow boxing with the reflection. And after the awakening, we realized something quite startling, quite profound. We aren't currently experiencing reality at all. We are experiencing our beliefs about reality. And those beliefs can change. We have dominion over them. I find that so exciting. I'm sorry. I'm just And a great place to start with this, gratitude. Gratitude, my favorite. Why? Because no matter what's happening in our lives, we can always search within and find someone or something that we can be grateful for. It could be a person from my past. I think of my third grade teacher, and it never fails to bring forth this feeling of gratitude for her because she saw something in me and helped me to grow into who I am today. And so we want to take a look, a loved one, a pet, a fond memory. We can usually connect with something that can activate a feeling of gratitude. And then as we practice, we let it expand and radiate and grow. And it can grow into joyfulness, generosity, compassion, whatever it is, creating that interior expanded state becomes the foundational congruent condition for the next stage of our evolutionary emergence. That's how it works. It's already there. Just needs activation. You know, like those gift cards we buy. It's got to be activated. And so our feelings, our internal state, our actions, they all need to be in alignment. Derek refers to the three soul pillars of vision: feeling, being, and doing. And it's very easy to focus on the doing. It's what we typically do. Less on the feeling and usually none on the being. This first pillar refers to the feeling quality. So imagine your ideal vision to whatever extent you have uncovered it and ask, how does it feel to be in this ideal life? How does it feel? Enhance the vision to increase the feeling. Turn up the volume, fan the flame until you get there. And the second pillar asks, if I were living this vision, who would I be? How would I walk? How would I talk? How would I engage others?
Very important question. Who would you be without the story that you can't be it?
Little Byron Katie kind of turnaround there.
Who would you be without the story that you can't be it?
You really want to get to that place of understanding it. Be aware of the differences between your vision and your current behaviors. They've got to line up. And this brings us to doing. And we will have more to say about doing in the future talks. But today, the question we want to ask is this. What authentic actions can bring forth the feelings and the being qualities that I want to activate? What is an action you can take that starts to generate the feelings? Those are the kind of actions we want to be taking. And as you're asking the question, ask Spirit for guidance. And as those answers arise, keep on asking until you get something actionable, something concrete. If I took a video of you doing this action, what would it look like? Because it's so easy to be vague here, see. In fact, that is the ego's trick, to give a little idea that seems reasonable but doesn't get us anywhere. So the question is, will that bring up the feeling or the being quality that I'm after? Because the feeling is not the result of creating the life you want. It is a prerequisite. Do you see the difference? So we want to take actions that get us to that feeling. Derek tells the story of a client he had who was trying to bring forth a felt sense of empowerment as a being quality. And she asked herself what she should do to feel empowered, and the answer she got was, love myself more. And she realized that although she agreed with that, it was just too abstract. So she asked, what would it look like to love myself more? And the answer came, take better care of myself. Now that was progress, still not actionable yet. What would it look like to take better care of myself? Start exercising. Okay, that's closer, still fuzzy. Derek says, fuzzy thinking leads to fuzzy outcomes. Edwin Gaines says it this way, what happens in vagueness stays in vagueness.
I
Gotta love Edwin. So she got more specific. What kind of exercise, where, how much? And she kept asking until her mind finally relented. Okay, okay. That yoga class you want to take 3 times a week. And so she honored the guidance that she was getting and started going to that yoga class. And she discovered it did, in fact, activate this deeper sense of empowerment that she was looking for. Now, had she stopped at love yourself more, she would have given herself a nice little hug and moved on. But instead, she got something that was actually concrete and actionable. She took that action. And an important step in making this happen is to create a list of the things that evoke that feeling for you, whether it's activities, whether it's people, places, songs, books, objects. Make a nice big list of all the things and the ways that you can help to activate that feeling. So if compassion is the interior environment you want to create, what activities bring forth compassion in you? Do those. Now, you might be thinking that you don't have time to do all this in order to design your life. You do have a life, right? Well, guess what? We are designing our lives right now as we speak, either consciously or unconsciously. So think about the unconscious patterns that you may be caught in, the media that you consume, the foods you eat, the job you have, the activities, the conversations you engage in. Are they creating the life you want? Are you surrounding yourself with the people, the images, the energy that is aligned with your vision? Because if we really want to move to the next level of our evolutionary process, we need to create a strategy for living that is congruent with and in integrity with our soul. Breaking free from the inertia of old patterns. So feeling, being, doing. Derek refers to this as the lift strategy. This is not the driving lift, but lift that means living in the feeling tone. And this brings all of these elements together. So this week, picture your ideal vision, and to whatever extent you have uncovered it, ask, how does it feel to be in this ideal life? And really get clear on what that is. And if I were living this vision, who would I be? Then make a list of the activities, the people, the places, the songs, the books, the objects that can help activate that feeling or being quality. Are you with me?
Yes.
You want to engage in practices that raise you to a vibrational match with your vision. That is how you can move from anticipation or fear about the future. You can move from regret over the past, from resistance to the current conditions. You can move from any or all of that to participation in the spiritual good that is already here now, just awaiting your recognition. It's already here.
Yes.
It is. Jan will tell you. And Dennis, I loved when you said during the meditation that grace is the environment of God. That's what we're talking about, creating an interior environment of welcome to what it is we want to see in our lives. We are already whole and complete and abundant. We just have to cultivate the conditions congruent with that in order to experience it. So stay tuned for the next installment of Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change. We will explore step 3, create the quantum plan.